This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Actually, it's Andy Pate, party of choice.
When I tell you about the girl I'm seeing now, I met her in Macy's in New York City. She was buying clothes, and I was putting slinkies on the escalators.
And welcome to hour number two with Rush to Reason. I am Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, along with Tanner Cole and Luke Cash.
Man.
And we are talking about comedians. Of course, we'll bring that one up a few times. I will, because he's my favorite. That is Stephen Wright.
Okay.
Does anybody else like Stephen Wright?
I don't think I've ever heard of Stephen Wright.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
He's way before your time, so I understand
Shocker.
Why. But but that's, guys, I'm 60.
You know? You're
both in your, what, early teens?
Mid-20s.
I'm 13.
I thought so.
For me to be here. I'm kidding.
Well, I kind of figured, but the standards have fallen
this
at KLZ. We used to have really high ones.
Right. This is child labor. you'll be getting a message
labor
from my lawyer.
Labor laws out the window.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys before we get into this. And by the way, folks, if anybody wants to call in and just tell us, who do you like? Who do you like as a comedian? It can be either on screen or on the stage. The number is 303-477-5600. That's 303-477-5600. Give us a call. Let us know who you like. I want to ask you guys really quick, though, before we get into this. For the most part, not totally, obviously, there's always good new comedians. But for the most part, has the modern woke world killed comedy? Has it at least hurt it? Go, Luke.
No. I would say it has only made comedy stronger. I think that because
stronger.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I think especially with the sort of advent of smaller comedians being given a platform on the internet and on social media websites, when you have this extreme of the far left, it's more fodder to make jokes about, right? Extremes are funny. Far left.
So you're saying what it's doing is it's providing something to make fun of.
Right. It is creating an environment that is more inherently funny. It is more interesting to joke about these things. Now, I think it's doing everyone a favor.
I think you're actually, in a way, you're making a big point here, because for a while there, and a lot of comedians, by the way, both left and right, were complaining and saying it was suffocating. The entire atmosphere was suffocating. It was killing comedy. But I believe what we are seeing is a backlash to that, and it's being reflected in exactly what you're talking about. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're probably
right.
And
that is creating better comedy. Tanner, what do you think?
I think in a sense, it's created better comedy. The specials and performances I've seen, it seems like they go the extra length now just to, you know, take down a minority group just to give the special a little more edge. I think the whole backlash of, oh, you can't make transgender jokes is just foolish at this point. We all got to laugh ourselves at one point in the day.
Okay, I like it. Tell you what, I'm going to start off with one who I love a lot, and I'm going to play a little clip of him here, and it is Rodney Dangerfield. Here we go.
My old man, he didn't help at all, my old man. We used to play tag, and he'd drive. I mean, it's not easy being me. When I was born, a doctor told my mother I did all I could, but he pulled through anyway. I tell you, I don't get a break with nothing. I joined Gamblers Anonymous. They gave me 2-1, I don't make it. My old man, he didn't help either. The time I was kidnapped, they sent back a piece of my finger. He said he wanted more proof. Hey, my wife can't do nothing right. She can't cook, the worst cook in the world. Gave my kid alphabet soup. He spelled out help. What a lousy cook. I mean, how can toast have bones? What a neighborhood. Well, the first day I moved in, I asked a cop, I said, how long a walk to the subway? He said, I don't know. So far, no one ever made it. Now, you kid, I know my wife cheats on me. Every time I come home, the parrot says, quick, out the window, you know? And my kids, they don't help either. The other day, I told my kid, I said, someday you'll have children of your own. He said, so are you.
I don't think that man has a good relationship with his wife or his father.
Or with anyone.
Or with anyone.
He's so good.
The thing about Rodney Dangerfield was always, obviously, the funny looks, but it was the speed.
Yeah.
Just one-liners. Boom, 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 boom. And they were the kind of thing they came from. I mean, he just feels like he comes from the Jersey streets. I have no idea where he comes from. Okay. But he just feels that way. And just brilliant, fast, and hilarious. Love him. What do you think?
I mean, just listening to those clips to edit them for this purpose right now, it was funny. It was very funny.
Exactly. Okay, Luke, you're up.
I'm going to steal it because I know Tanner's going to steal it if I don't, and go with my favorite comedian right now, Shane Gillis.
Okay, now, obviously, you know, I am older than actually those mountains that are over behind us here. And so because I predate the mountains, tell me about Shane Gillis.
He's very
conversational. Now, is he an SNL guy?
No. Is he SNL?
Yeah, remember they canceled him for the Asian jokes, and then he just did one like a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
I didn't know he started on SNL, but I know he has a special out on Netflix right now called Beautiful Dogs. If you don't know Shane Gillis, I'm sure some of you would probably know his Trump impersonations because it is by far the single best Trump impersonation I've ever seen. He doesn't make fun of Trump in that over-dramatized way, he sounds exactly like Trump.
Really?
Nails it. It's perfect. It's perfect. If you close your eyes, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Wow.
And it's so funny. It's definitely one of the best specials I've ever seen. Highly recommend you go watch it. He's very, like, conversationally funny. He tells a lot of stories, and it's just naturally hilarious.
Okay, one more time for anybody who wants to YouTube a funny comic. What's his name?
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis. And up next, Tanner, he took your best one, so you're done. though you're done, would you like to weigh in with another comic you like?
Yeah, I will. Just want to say Rodney Dangerfield is great. That My Five Wives movie is one of my favorite of all times. I'll go with Norm Macdonald, another SNL guy.
Oh, gosh. Norm MacDonald.
What a great guy.
Rest in peace, truly.
And he was, that was terrible. Yeah, what happened. But, I mean, Norm MacDonald was just this low-key guy. Really, really low-key. And so, I mean, off the wall.
Right. And his comedy wasn't even, like, he didn't have to curse or make any sexual innuendos. Just the clips of him on Letterman or stuff back in the days. He's just brilliant off the cuff.
Yeah,
and his wordplay and stuff like that just makes him almost irresistible.
Did you ever see? Now, I am literally the only person in America who likes this movie. My wife hates it. Okay, and the reason, by the way, I asked earlier, do you know what your roof looks like? The reason I know what mine looks like is I have to live up there every time I want to watch this movie. Dirty Work. Did you ever see Dirty Work?
No, I can't say that I have.
Oh. I'll just say there are a few moments that are so incredibly funny, and that's Norm MacDonald. Okay, on the line right now is somebody who's always funny. That is John from Cheyenne. John, how you doing this week? Do you like any comedians?
Well,
does your wife, I know she's very strict, John, does she let you listen to any comedians?
We were up in the mountains, and we drove back today, and we had on 97 and 98 Sirius, which is all comedy, stand-up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's classic. So before we get to the comedians,
yes,
do either of those boys in the studio with you shave yet?
Do we shave yet?
Luke doesn't.
No.
I mean,
I haven't gotten my first armpit hairs, actually.
You got to keep in mind, they actually both have beards, you know, small goatee-type beards, but they're taped on.
Breaking deals. Oh, yeah, there we go. I bought mine from Party City.
They're falsies, but that's okay.
How do you not know Stephen Wright?
Because he's been doing comedy since before I was born.
It's true.
But hey, Andy, remember Stephen Wright in Reservoir Dogs? He was the DJ.
Yeah,
he was great.
Stephen Wright, to me, the thing about Stephen Wright, John, is I believe he's the most brilliant comedic writer ever.
Oh, he's the best. He's so funny.
And I'm going to have several clips from him, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And then you stole one of my other favorites. You stole Rodney, who grew up in New York City, by the way.
It was New York? Okay. Well, yeah. New Jersey, New York, you know. I knew I was close.
You know where you say he's got one after the other? All you have to do is the first time you see him in Caddyshack in the pro shop and just watch him go.
Oh, my gosh. Is he amazing?
Oh, and what he does to Ted Knight, who,
oh,
in his own right, was another brilliant comedic actor.
Well, Ted Knight made the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh,
he did. I mean, don't get me wrong. The whole cast was great, but Ted Knight dominated. And anytime you wanted a really funny moment, it would just everybody would just look to him and say, make it happen.
Oh, it had to, because you had to have that one. My other favorite is Old School. I listened to this in high school, and I'm older than you, Andy, so is Carlin. Not the older the stuff, the better it was.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
He was great. And as long as you're going to mention him, do you mind if I play a little clip here?
Oh, I would love it.
All right, here we go. Little George Carlin. He's talking about children.
I also know all you single dads and soccer moms who think you're such heroes aren't going to like this, but somebody's got to tell you for your own good. Your children are overrated and overvalued. You've turned them into little cult objects. You have a child fetish, and it's not healthy. Listen, there are a couple of things about kids you have to remember. First of all, they're not all cute, okay? In fact, if you look at them close, some of them are rather unpleasant looking. And a lot of them don't smell too good either. The little ones in particular seem to have a kind of urine and sour milk combination or something. Stay with me on this. The sooner you face it, the better off you're going to be. Second premise, not all children are smart and clever. Got that? Kids are like any other group of people. A few winners, a whole lot of losers. There are a lot of loser kids out there who simply aren't going anywhere, and you can't save them all. You got to let them go. You got to cut them loose. You got to stop overprotecting them, because you're making them too soft. Today's kids are way too soft.
Okay. How do you like that little slice of reality, John?
If you go whatever routine you can find, the great one on the immune system that you guys were playing during COVID.
Well, let me tell you something. Finding clips of him that, you know, Luke has to put himself in an office alone for about 3 hours just taking out the wrong words.
Oh, yeah.
John, we got to move on.
Hey, real quick, my wife's two favorites right now.
Let's hear it.
Brian Regan.
Okay.
And Nate Bargatze.
Brian Regan. And what's the other one?
Nate Bargatze.
Nate Bargatze. Boy, you guys do listen to a lot of them. I don't know who those two are.
I've heard of Nate, but the other, no.
All right.
Brian Regan, you could play any clip. You could take your grandmother to his show. They're that funny, but they're that clean.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks, John.
Yes, have a good one.
Take care. Online next is Kevin. Kevin, do you have a favorite comedian?
Well, my all-time favorite comedian, I hate to see you guys already said it, is Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah. He was so funny, wasn't he? A lot of people didn't get his humor.
I love Dirty Work.
Oh, you love Dirty Work?
You found one more, Andy.
Oh, yeah,
did you like the jail scene?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you guys. That's ridiculous.
Yes. Guys, we can't even describe what he's talking about there, but let me tell you something. The jail scene had me laughing so hard. I'm not kidding, Kevin. I literally fell out of my seat.
You guys are way out of line.
You guys are way... He's lecturing some guys who, let's just say, treated him badly. But I literally fell out of my seat in the theater. That was so funny. Do you have anybody else?
It was just said, currently I love Nate Bargatze. He's really popular. He's very clean. He's very funny. He does a lot of comedy about his kids and family stuff. He's really, really funny. You should look him up on YouTube, Nate Bargatze.
Done. I will do it, sir. Thank you so much. You have a good one, Kevin.
Yep.
Okay.
You too. Thank you.
We got one more here. Soren is on the line right now. Soren, do you like any comedians?
Actually, yeah. And I even like Brian Regan, even though you have never listened to him. So.
Well, I'm going to now.
Okay. Well, he makes one of the funniest ones he ever had was about serving sizes, which is kind of hilarious. You'll have to look that up. But I'm going to go to two old comedians.
Okay.
Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, yeah. He was so funny.
And Tim Conway.
Oh, did you ever see Tim Conway do the little old man on the Carol Burnett show?
No.
Oh, YouTube it. Trust me. He was so funny. And, yeah, and he was so funny doing that Harvey Korman, who was on the show with him, couldn't keep it together. And because he couldn't keep a straight face. And so Harvey Korman is falling apart laughing when he's supposed to be a serious character in the set. It was hilarious. Loved
Gotta
it.
Love that.
The other thing that's kind of hilarious is him and McHale's Navy as Vincent Parker.
Oh, yeah. McHale's Navy. Wow, I haven't thought of that in a long time, but that was a funny show. I enjoyed it. Well done, sir.
Well, how come you haven't thought of that?
I don't know.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but Soren, you know I'm not that bright a guy. Okay, I don't think of a lot of things. Let's face facts.
Hey, I guess you...
I'm politically bright.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that either.
All right, Soren, we got to let you go. We got to move on. We're running out of time. You take care, sir.
Sounds good.
Talk to you next week. Okay, up next is American National Insurance. John Rush is the guy you trust. And Paul Leuenberger is the guy he trusts with all his insurance needs. You can too. So call Paul at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Michael Bailey Law. Michael listens to your needs, ensuring your estate serves your loved ones in your way. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
Estate planner Michael Bailey is familiar with all the St. Patrick's Day traditions, but he wants to make sure you don't leave your estate plan to luck. If you don't have an estate plan on paper, filed with an estate planning attorney, the state of Colorado will distribute your assets how they see fit. That's not very lucky. And locating your relatives costs money. They won't do that for free. They'll use your estate to fund their impish little probate leprechaun search for your next of kin. That's not lucky either. Instead, Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, says you should make your own luck, and that means writing what your wishes are on a document in detail. This way you get to choose who gets what, and it's not left up to little green men on the hunt for a pot of gold. So do the right thing for your family and reach out to the mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey, by going to klzradio.com/estate today and start making your own luck.
John, the cyber guy. Hey, hackers are really bad. Have you noticed that?
They are.
They are very bad and really smart. So get someone smarter than them. Call John, the cyber guy at 720-593-6688.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John, the cyber guy, today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Nancy with Metron Technology said, "We have used Business Equipment Service for many years. They are always pleasant to work with and responsive to our infrequent requests for service. We highly recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
I used to be a parking attendant in Boston at Logan Airport. I parked jets. They let me go, though, because I kept locking the keys in them. One day I was on an 86-foot stepladder trying to get in the window with a coat hanger.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Luke Cash.
Man.
And Tanner Cole.
Man.
And I am Andy Pate. I'll just leave it at that.
There
okay?
you go.
Well, you know, we can't all be manly. I mean, it's just not possible. Okay, we are talking about your favorite comedians. I'm going to play a clip from one of mine, and this is before your time, Jeff Foxworthy. Talking about you might be a redneck. Here we go.
We'll do round two for you here. See how many people qualify. What about things like, if you've been on television more than five times describing what the tornado sounded like, you might be a redneck. If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck. If your dad walks you to school because you're in the same grade, you might be a redneck. If you've ever been too drunk to fish, you might be a redneck. If every day somebody comes to your door mistakenly thinking you're having a yard sale, you might be a redneck.
And he goes on. What do you think?
Beautiful. I remember listening to that forever ago. I forget who showed me, but it's funny.
Very funny guy. And he had a great shtick. I just enjoyed it. Luke, you're up next.
Let's go with one of the greatest of all time, Robin Williams.
Oh, gosh.
Also, rest in peace.
By the way, I tried to get clips of him, and it was so hard.
Yes.
You would have had to stream out so much.
I guess I'm so used to Robin Williams in movies.
Right.
That you forget a lot of his comedy, like his stand-up stuff, his stage work, was pretty out there, pretty kind of vulgar.
You know, and it's really sad. He was a very angry man, honestly. Robin Williams, he had such a deep, 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 deep hatred and loathing for the conservative, for the right.
Really?
Oh my gosh. It was just, and it burned through him. It was really hard, and it came through in a lot of his stuff, which is fine. You can do that, whatever, political humor. But it was just so vicious. And That even that being said, I'm just going to say it. When you look at the combination of physical humor and writing humor, he may have been the greatest of them all.
Yeah.
He may have been the most talented we ever saw. He was magnificent. Mm-hmm. Did you see Live at the Met?
No, I don't think I ever did.
Watch it, trust me. Okay, Tanner, you're up next.
RV was my family's favorite movie growing up.
Oh, well, there you go.
Great one. I'm going to go with some older people. Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. By the way, he was a very conservative guy. He was. He was a man of the right. He did not like the left. And Don Rickles, his big thing was that he was Mr. Insult.
Okay.
He would insult everybody nonstop, and he was absolutely hilarious. And they would do these things, these Dean Martin roasts, where mm-hmm. they would roast somebody who's very popular. And the guy everybody always looked forward to was Don Rickles. He was the one, Martin and, you know, like Reagan, okay. and these people who were getting roasted, they would just be falling over themselves laughing. He was so funny. Okay, up next is Warren and Cheyenne. Warren, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
All right.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do they actually pay you to do movie reviews?
I hope that laugh answered your question.
I hope not. that would be a very, very bad thing to do. It'd be a terrible investment. I wouldn't advise it.
Why do you put yourself through the abuse?
Let me tell you something. When you look at a lot of these movies lately, you're right. I love movies, Warren. I managed movie theaters for a lot of years, and yeah. I am a movie buff. There's something about the art of it that I'm absolutely drawn to watching them, and I just love watching it. And when somebody can do horror really well, or a Western really well, or comedy really well, it just moves me. I just love it. It's a labor of love.
Yeah, I like movies. I really have, just like you. Now, I'm going to take you back to an era.
Okay.
Before even you, Andy.
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
The ones that really started comedy in television and actually radio. That's Red Skelton.
Oh, yeah.
And Jackie Gleason.
Oh, Jackie Gleason. There's another guy where you couldn't. You'd have to cut out a lot of what he would say on the stage. Can I throw one out, too, there with you? There, do you remember Burns and Allen? George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, they had a show together, and for you two young guys listening, this is really something. George Burns was an incredible stand-up comic. He also starred with John Denver in Oh, God. He played God. But the thing about George Burns was, here he was, this incredible stand-up comic, and then he did this show with the woman of his life, Gracie Allen, and she was the funny one. She was absolutely hysterical, wasn't she, Warren?
Yes, hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
She always put on, like, the goofy face, but she was just hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was wonderful. Well done, sir. Well done. Do you have any others? Bye. Take care, Warren. We'll see you next time. That was good. And guys, Burns and Allen, I mean, it was a TV show, but it, once again, he would do a little stand up in it. But when they would go to the actual show, she was the funny one. He was the straight guy. It was so crazy. Okay, I'm going to do really quick a modern, much more modern, because she's got a show, Miss Maisel.
Okay.
You ever seen it?
No.
And Here she does the show. She's a stand-up comic. She's very angry at her ex-husband. And in this scene, though, she is actually talking to a bunch of guys in the military. She's overseas doing a show for them. Here we go.
Wow, my goodness, that is a lot of khaki. And I just realized it is actually a very flattering color for most skin tones. I know you're relieved. I just want you to know how much I admire you guys. I could never be brave enough to wear the same outfit every day. My brother toyed with joining the army. He loved the idea of serving his country, but then he snapped a rubber band in his eye, and that was the end of that. You guys have a lot of rules here, which I totally get. You need rules. Women learn rules from women's magazines. I can't make a move without consulting Family Circle or Harper's Bazaar. Otherwise, I'd have no idea what shade of red drives a man crazy. Little hint. It's the one with the least amount of fabric involved. You guys don't have magazines like that, do you? You could really use an Army Men's Monthly or Gunboat Daily. Hell, you could read helpful articles like, fashion for foxholes, give your pistol some pizzazz, how to get your commanding officer to notice you. Oh, here's one. Camouflage. How to stand out while blending in. And for you...
Okay, I'll stop it there. What do you think? The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I've never heard of her, but she sounds funny.
Yeah, she has a show on TV. What do you think, Tanner? Have you ever seen it? Yeah, it's on Amazon.
I've heard of it, but I didn't realize it was a comedy, so.
Yeah, she is a stand-up comic, and, you know, they have actually serious moments, too. I don't watch much of it. It, you know, at times it kind of drags, but I think it's a lot of fun. Luke, you are up.
It's me?
Yes.
Let's go with Jim Carrey.
Oh, gosh.
What, not a fan?
No. Jim Carrey, when I said, and even when I was even thinking it, when I said that Robin Williams overall is the greatest talent ever, I don't know. It could be Carrey.
Jim Carrey's very good. I don't know if you've ever seen the video of him doing his... now that I'm trying to remember, he does an impression of someone. The guy who says, "Make my day." That guy.
Clint Eastwood.
He does an incredible Clint Eastwood impression. He has such fine control over the muscles in his face. He physically makes his face look like Clint Eastwood, and it's the most surreal thing I've ever witnessed.
Yeah. He's incredible.
It's wild.
Jim Carrey, and it's too bad because there's another guy who I think, I know I'm judging from the right here, and I'm sorry for how that sounds, but I just think he let his anger drive him right out of comedy. He got so angry at half the country and so hateful that you look at his movies now, well, there aren't any. And he stopped being funny, and he stopped really, and I don't know, it was almost like he didn't want to anymore. But the guy still has incredible talent.
Yeah.
He let it go. Jim Carrey, when he came on the scene, was one of the most shocking talents I'd ever seen.
He's very good.
Yep.
His facial expressions, I think, are unmatched.
They are unmatched.
Did he ever do stand-up?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Really?
He did stand-up for a while.
I don't think I've ever seen any stand-up of his.
His stand-up is very good, but honestly, I found him better in the movies. Because that would unleash him.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not the biggest Jim Carrey movie fan. I was more of an Adam Sandler guy, but that's another debate. Let's go with
Sandler's great.
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, gosh.
Smoking Gun, Naked Gun.
Naked Gun, yeah. Oh. And Leslie Nielsen, you know, I played those clips so much. Leslie Nielsen is a guy who's funny in the movies, and he, not only to my knowledge, did he never do stand-up, but he was a dramatic actor. Before that kind of those kind of movies came along, he had done much more serious roles all along, and then he wound up doing comedic roles with Naked Gun, and before that with Airplane, and those kinds of things. What a great actor!
Oh yeah!
What a great comedic actor! What delivery! I mean, I just love
him. Oh
yeah! All right, guys, let's go to break. We'll come back with more of your favorite comedians here on Rush to Reason. Once again, if you want to call in, it's 303-477-5600. Up next is Premier Home Remodel. Home remodels are for showing off. That's why you want high-end custom work like at Premier. To build your next showpiece, find Premier Home Remodel at KLZRadio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
Okay, Flesh Law is up next. Corey and I hired Kevin Flesh, and not only did we win with ease, but Kevin's team carried us through the entire process. FLESCH. Call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
You'll soon be watering your lawn or washing your car, and High Five Plumbing can help you do it confidently. Through the winter, your exterior spigots and faucets may have frozen and thawed several times, which could mean trouble when you want to use them. Main water lines may have cracks that weren't noticeable until now. And if you're seeing lowered water pressure, standing water in your yard, or a high water bill, you need High Five to come out and to see what the issue is. High Five takes time to thoroughly inspect your concerns and uses cutting-edge tools, gauges, and technology to pinpoint the problem faster to get your plumbing back on track. High Five is also unique because they won't pressure you. If a problem is found, they'll give you a few options so that you can choose what works best for you. KLZ listeners, tell them that you heard them on Rush to Reason for an incredible $100 off a repair. Just go to klzradio.com/plumbing to find out more.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
Now, back to Rush to Reason. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
The last time my wife drove the car, she cracked it up, went into a tree. She told me it wasn't her fault. She blew the horn. I mean, are you kidding? Well, my mother had morning sickness after I was born.
I don't know. It's not easy. I got no respect the day I was born.
Really?
No respect. The doctor picked me up and smacked me. I found out the nurse, she got a few into you.
And that is Rodney Dangerfield, of course, once again. Welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, we are going back to our favorite comedians. I'm going to jump right in with a clip of, and this is almost a minute long, but it's Larry the Cable Guy talking about Walmart.
You can get everything at Walmart except good customer service. Holy smokes. Here's my impression of the hiring practices at Walmart. Let me ask you this. You ever cared about anything in your entire life? No? All right, you start Tuesday, all right? We'll put you in the DVD department. My wife wouldn't go to Walmart. She's trying to find the cheapest mop she could get for something she's doing. So we go to Walmart, get a mop, $4.95. Go up there to pay for the mop, and the lady goes, "You want to buy the protection on this?" You know what? I think we're going to risk it this time. All right. Got a 95% chance we're going to throw that away when we're done with it anyways.
Okay, that's Larry the Cable Guy. I think he is a very funny guy. What do you think, Luke?
I forget that he plays Mater in Cars until I hear his voice again.
Yeah, he's great.
He's funny.
Okay, Luke, you're up.
He's a funny guy. It's me. Well, we were talking about him before the show started, but I haven't heard his name come up now. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. I've never seen his stand-up. Are you just talking movies, or did he do stand-up?
Well, he did a lot of stand-up. He did a lot of Netflix specials and stuff like that.
The guy literally looks like 3 feet tall, but part of that is he I think he likes to act with taller people because of how it offsets him.
Right. Yes.
I think he enjoys that.
His earlier stand-up, like 2010, was amazing before
he's
got
really
huge.
Very cool. Very cool. I love Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Tanner, you're up.
Andy Kaufman.
Oh! He was bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
When he did his. I mean, he was absolutely bizarre, but he was funny. I really enjoyed him. That's good. I can't believe you thought of Andy Kaufman.
Oh, I got him.
Okay, here's a little bit from Steve Martin.
Well, with prices today, I wanted to buy some carpeting. You know how much they want for carpeting? $15 a square yard. And I'm sorry, I am not going to pay that for carpeting.
So what I did, I bought 2 square yards, and when I go home, I strap them to my feet.
Good. Now, let's repeat the nonconformist oath. I promise to be different. I promise to be unique. I promise not to repeat things other people say.
Steve Martin was also fantastic in so many movies.
King Panther is one of my favorites.
Absolutely loved him. By the way, John sent me in from the text line. We got a bunch of them. Here we go. Jackie Gleason, Phyllis Diller. She was funny. Mm-hmm. Richard Pryor, Dave Chappelle. Love him. Bill Burr, Foster Brooks. The guy played the greatest alcoholic you've ever seen. I don't even know if he drank. He was phenomenal. Stephen Wright, of course, and Tim Hawkins. Luke, you're up.
Just killed my list in one fell swoop.
That was the idea.
Oh, boy.
They were texting off your list.
All right. Well, let's go
You shouldn't have posted it online.
Right. Probably one of the oldest comedians that I actually know because I've listened to them. Sam Kinison has one of my favorite bits about world hunger. And if you haven't heard it, I highly recommend it. It's hilarious.
He has a lot of great stuff. And there's a guy where I did not even try to get clips.
Yes.
No point.
No. His, like I said, go look up his segment on world hunger. You will laugh like no tomorrow.
Guys, you all know how to use YouTube out there. Sam Kinison, World Hunger. Tanner, you're up.
That Bill Burr mentioned was a great one. He's fantastic. I'm going to go with Bill Cosby.
Ooh.
A little controversial.
I know. You know what? Yes, obviously controversial, but we are taking people's personal lives out of this. An amazing talent. He really was. What he could do in so many ways was really amazing. By the way, Eddie Murphy, who I haven't mentioned yet, did an unbelievable Bill Cosby impression. And I mean, he contorted his face to look like him. It was scary. Really quick, I'm going to go Eddie Murphy. Go ahead, Luke.
Me, Adam Sandler.
Oh, nice one. Did he do stand-up? I don't even know.
I think so.
I think he's
done so many movies that I wouldn't even, you know.
Right. The craziest thing about Adam Sandler for me is you see him in all these movies, and he's like, oh, you know, it's an Adam Sandler movie. But then, like, once every 5 years, he'll come out and play a serious role that is so genuinely captivating. You're like, oh, this guy's a real actor. And then he'll go back to doing C movies.
He was brilliant in Uncut Gems, and I hated the movie with a passion.
Oh, I like it.
It's too depressing. Okay, Tanner, go.
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac. He's funny.
Yeah, he's great.
He's also funny in the movies, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back, do more favorite comedians here on Rush to Reason. Up next is Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. Bruce can make your house work for you with a reverse mortgage. So call Bruce Simmons at 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Cub Creek Heating and AC knows that solving your home's heating and cooling needs can be confusing. The energy industry can be complicated, and Cub Creek will help you navigate through it so you owe as little as possible. Denver is mostly served by a large power company, but many of the towns around it are served by smaller power companies, all with different policies and regulations. The team at Cub Creek understands these regulations so they can best advise you on what will save you the most. They walk customers through the options step by step, always keeping your overall net cost in mind. Most companies say they'll get you the biggest rebate, but sell you the most expensive equipment, so you lose money in the end. And Cub Creek isn't a commission-based company, so there's no chance you'll be upsold. They will give you all the options, and you choose how to proceed. Learn the facts and save money with Ream Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC today by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now. With Alan Davis and Level Engineering, what you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
I got on this trailer for this guy I didn't know. We went halfway up the mountain without saying a word. Then he turned to me and said, "You know, this is the first time I've been skiing in 10 years. I said, "Yeah, why'd you take such a long time off?" He said, "I was in jail." said, you want to know why? I said, no, not really. And I said, all right, you better tell me why. And he said, I pushed a total stranger off a Ferris wheel. I said, I remember you.
Thank you very much. And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Tanner Cole and Luke Cash. And that, of course, is my favorite comic, Stephen Wright. We've been playing a few clips from him. Are you enjoying those?
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Okay, you know, I had another clip. I think it's going to be too long, so why don't we just go rapid fire?
Yeah.
And you just mentioned it. I'm going to mention it again. Actually, the funniest comic stand-up act I probably ever heard was Eddie Murphy, Delirious. And I think I just about laughed myself sick. I didn't even want to try looking for clips from that. Right. There would literally be nothing but a few syllables left. Maybe a consonant or two.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, after Luke cut it up. Yes. But Eddie Murphy, Delirious is one of the funniest things ever. Luke, you're up.
I'll go with a strange comedian, Eric Andre.
Oh, I love
him. I don't know if you've ever seen
him. I have not.
Eric Andre made a show, essentially, and the concept of the show is, we want people to feel like they're on drugs when they watch this.
Okay.
It's bizarre. It's outlandish, and I die every time.
Yeah, not to mention Hannibal Buress is on that team. Yeah. He's great.
All right. Hannibal Buress as well.
Fantastic. Great. Tanner, you're up.
One of my all-time favorites, Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice O'Neill? Who's that?
Did I say his name wrong?
I don't know.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Wow, okay, Patrice O'Neill. I'm going to have to look it up. I can YouTube these. Mike and Aurora, you're next.
Okay, yeah, you probably already said it, but I'll say it again. The best of all time, the Three Stooges.
We did not say it.
Oh, how can you miss them? And moving forward,
they were classic.
Lou Costello, from Abbott and Costello, and then
did you know that Lou Costello was a college basketball player? I kid you not. Yes, he was. He was actually talented. He was actually pretty good. I know he's this short, stubby, chubby guy, but there you go, Mike. You're still going.
Oh, yeah,
go.
Yeah. Okay. And moving forward, Lucille Ball.
Oh yes.
And how can you forget Lucy?
On my list.
Sidekick to Don Rickles, Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah. Sidekick to John Rickles. Practically, yes. Johnny Carson, okay. The funny thing is, of course, he was an incredible host of a show, but also he was a great stand-up comedian in his own right. And, Mike, we got to move on, but great job.
Yep. Thank you.
See you next week. Okay. You know, since he mentioned Lucille Ball, I got to mention someone else. Carol Burnett was one of the most brilliant comedians I've ever seen. Luke, you're up.
It's me. You know who I like? I really like Bo Burnham.
Who's this?
He has a special on Netflix called Inside. He does a lot of musical comedy. So he plays the piano and makes a whole bunch of sort of parody-adjacent songs and stuff like that. Very fun. Very talented guy.
I love it. Tanner, you're up.
A lot of controversy lately, but Cat Williams.
Okay.
Who is Cat Williams?
Little small guy, always has like the flipped-up hair. To the sides. He's like 50, 55.
Right, okay.
Okay, I'm going to mention somebody. We only got a minute left. Bob Newhart. Now, Bob Newhart is the greatest straight man of all time. He would do a stage act with just him on a telephone where the other person on the other end of the line who you never heard was the funny one. And he was the straight man responding to them. It was incredible.
Interesting.
Go ahead, Luke.
Bert the Machine Kreischer.
Oh, that
I don't
one
even
I've
consider
seen.
Him a comedian anymore.
Tanner, go.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, wonderfully done, wonderfully done. I'm going to go with Tim Allen.
Nice.
It was really funny. Go, Luke.
Okay. Ricky Gervais.
Nice.
Oh, nicely done.
John Candy.
Well done. Has anybody said Chris Rock?
No Chris Rock.
I'm saying Chris Rock. Go.
There you go. Hey, Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, good one.
Well done. Go.
Danny Glover.
Well done. I'm going to go with Richard Pryor. Go, Luke.
Pete Davidson.
Nicely done. Tanner, go.
Jim Jeffries.
And I'm going to finish it up with one more, Mr. Jerry Seinfeld. What
there
do you think?
Go. Classic.
Folks, this has been a lot of fun, and thank you so much for joining us. That's it for today. Hour one replays next. Hour two is at 6. Until next time, drive safe. God bless. And thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.